You did a lot of good things, especially in the final, I would say, 40 minutes.
Yeah.
What stands out for you?
The faces coming to the bench. You know, they were, there wasn't anything left. Everything that happened tonight was just on will, and it wasn't always easy. And that's a tough run. You know, 7-12. It's almost the toughest stretch in hockey. 7-11 is the toughest. And played some big teams coming in and played well. You know, I mean, we gave up 4 shots in the second period. We were a good hockey club. Really liked Tyler Myers' game. Matthew Perreault again. Really on the puck, driving that line. I thought the goaltender, timely saves, didn't have a lot of work at times, but then he had big work in short bursts. So I'm glad we got a point because I think we earned that point.
What's that challenge like for Hellebuck, where last game he has a ton of work and then not as much here tonight? What's that challenge like?
That's all part of the learning experience of being an NHL goaltender, of being able to stay mentally sharp when you got to go stretches without seeing a lot of action. And then, I mean, Dallas, they got so many guys that every shot is dangerous. There's not going to be a safe one or an easy one. So he was good. You know, he stood there for long stretches and then got post to post on a couple, and really impressed with him.
What did you think of Matthew Perreault's game?
Yeah, so just before you got down, I thought Tyler Myers outstanding on the back end along with his partner, and I thought Matthew Perreault just driving the line, great energy. Really impressed with those guys.
Did you put yourself in a pretty good spot being 4 points out after this road trip?
It's a good number. I mean, we played 24 road games, 17 at home. We've played 9 sets of back-to-back, so our schedule's been a lot to handle. And being able to pick up some really key points and wins on this road trip, I think, has put us in a good spot. It's going to be, we know, and everybody in the Central knows, this is just going to be an absolute slugfest right to the end, but we're in striking range now.
How big a factor is having gone through that before last year? You guys know what it's going to take to...
Yeah. I think, you know, and it might have been something we were battling earlier because we got off to kind of, I don't know if easy start's the right word, but we got off to a pretty smooth start. Now they're back mentally understanding. This is what it was like for 65, 70 games last year, and that's after our 1-4 start. You know, we just, so there's a bunch of guys in there that remember the nights. There's going to be some losses in here that you got to handle right, and you've got to take the points that you get that, like tonight, you feel good about it, and leave the game here, take the point with you, get home, get some rest.
Speaking of home, 6-1 in your last 7, I'm sure you're looking forward to continuing that.
Yeah, we've played well at home. The building's great. It's given us lots of energy, and we're going to need to be. I mean, we're counting on it, so we're going to need to be a real strong team at home. We've got some huge opponents coming in. They're real critical for us to keep pace and close the gap.
You have 2 guys.
I don't have one for you. You know, he's went into the boards. I don't think there's anything structurally wrong, but we'll know tomorrow or the next day.
How about Stewart after him going into the
boards?
Kind
of same. Stewie doesn't get hurt. He's not allowed to and doesn't accept an injury. So he's a tough kid.
Will you spend much time talking to your guys about facing, you know, you got 2 guys facing your former team and you're facing some former players on Sunday?
Be more talking about facing the media, asking questions about the former players and the team and how we handle that. Other than that, we're going to drop the puck and go.